USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. will share millions of doses of COVID vaccines with the countries that need it the most.
Having successfully secured enough supply of vaccine for Americans, we are donating surplus U.S. vaccine supply and encouraging other countries with surplus supplies to do the same.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients. Most of the vaccines will be directed to the United Nations COVAX program. That announcement came just shortly after the World Health Organization made a new plea for vaccine sharing due to spiking cases of COVID-19 in Africa. The WHO's vaccine expert is saying that immunizing children is not a high priority. They say this is given the limited global supply of vaccines at this time. A growing number of wealthier countries have authorized the shots for teens and younger children. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.